Today on Changing Course, we're talking with Patricia Carter, former associate professor of music at the University of Tennessee. She has taught piano for over 50 years and currently teaches now at the Joy of Music here in Knoxville. Thanks for coming in. I'm very curious, after teaching anything for that long, I wonder, does your approach to teaching change in any way?
Heavens, yes. If the student doesn't get it, I don't blame the student. I find out, I ask, why didn't they understand? That's what I ask myself. And then I try to find out what they don't know or what I didn't teach them that caused this problem. So it's very exciting. Every class is exciting to me because I'm always learning. Constantly I'm learning. And so I try different things, and different things work for different students, of course. And but in a class, it's really wonderful because you have the opportunity to, other people can learn it as well, and they'll take it on themselves to correct their thing if it's the same as the person that I'm correcting or helping. I don't call it correcting because they don't know why they do it that way. So that's sort of my philosophy, but it's been a tremendous help to me. That's why I could stay for 50 years and not get bored, because I'm constantly learning.
Did you notice a change in the students themselves over time?
I think that to me they were the same, because everybody has problems. And so it was my job to help them to find the right way to make music that was good for them. And some of them, you know, some of them wanted to be to improvise, and some of them wanted to do this and that and what have you. So that makes it interesting in a class. You don't, everybody does the same thing, which is so boring, but everybody gets to do their thing.
What do you think's really changed in your approach in teaching? I've noticed, you know, we talked about this before, and you mm-hmm. mentioned rhythm. How does that
yeah.
figure in?
Well, everything in this world has a pulse. I don't care what it is. It's whether it's a snail or I have stated that rhythm is the first and the easiest element to learn, because we have a built-in rhythmic pulse in our heartbeat that is frequently measured by a second in time. There are 60 beats per minute. Everything in our world begins with a rhythmic movement. We humans know the value of our essential heartbeat, as do all mammals, amphibians, reptiles, fishes, birds, and even insects that have to move with a rhythmic beat in order to survive. So we have to have that in order to survive. And so in teaching music, the first step is to understand that you can use this pulse, and your, say, your heartbeat. I know people's heartbeats go at different paces, but when you're measured at a doctor's office or something, they measured it according to 60 beats per minute. So that's the average, I guess. Is that true?
Yeah, something like that. I think.
Yeah. I found that if we can contact that pulse, and it's the simplest way, what I do with my students now is just to have them step from to a second in the clock, that tick, tock, left, right, left, right, so that they feel it in their body. Some voice teachers I've heard have them tap it on their leg, but that's only half your body gets hit. And so I think that you have to feel it in your whole body. And if you Then I have a very simple table of note values. So they step, this is a quarter note, for those of you who know quarter notes. And so I just call it a beat because it's it comes on the tick tock, tick tock. And then you have notes that last longer. So as everybody knows, there's a half note, and so you have 2 feet, tick tock, for every half note. And then a dotted half note, you got 3 ticks, tick, tick, tick. And then for whole notes, you've got the 4 ticks. So that way they feel this. All right, then the interesting thing is when you start to divide the beat, and this is what nobody does at the beginning, which is so crucial, because you're not going to play quarter notes and half notes and whole notes for very long. And so when you get the eighth notes, you're thinking, oh my gosh, what's happening? And they'll say they're twice as fast. Well, so I have them tap as they when you have just one beat, or you're stepping to the beat and you're tapping to the beat when you do the quarter note, the half note, dotted half, and whole note. But then when you divide it, you have 2 eighth notes. So beating, beating, beating. So we do the clapping of the hands to get this feeling. Then the next thing is triplets. Triple that, triple that, triple that. Still your feet are going tick, tock, tick, tock. And finally, you have the 4/16ths. Sonatina, 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 sonatina. And at the bottom of this page, everybody thinks that dotted eighth notes and 16th, which takes up 1 second or one beat, is very difficult to do. They don't know how to take. If they just sonatina, 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 or you have an eighth note and 2/16ths, sonatina, 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 sonatina. So I go from the quarter note with one note to a beat to the 4/16ths, all at the very beginning. And then they can, when you start reading notes, you're not stopped by the fact that they're, oh, look at those black notes, you know. So I think this is probably the most useful thing in the world.
Okay, so you came up with this message of starting with a rhythm. I mean, I can see that this would work for me, I can tell you. You know, just about how you're playing, it's like, oh, that would work.
Sure.
Did you notice when you started trying this that it worked?
Oh, yes. I teach down at the Joy of Music School now. And these students are, I have one child who's just doing incredible work. And she is autistic. So she has to do one hand over because it doesn't match what the other hand if she's going in parallel motion. So I do start in contrary motion with her. And I decided to do it with everybody because everybody's growing up that way or starting that way. And so then it's much easier when they, you know, when the notes go up, why you have to, the left hand has to start with 5 up to 1, and but the right hand is starting with 1 and going up to 5. So, that's why I just find the answer to what the problem is for the student is what I've been doing. And I'm sorry I didn't come to this idea sooner, But you know that we never teach rhythm. Did you know that?
Yeah, I remember. Yeah,
we never teach rhythm.
Because I took music classes in elementary school and junior high back when they still had
the
those
melody.
Things.
And I thought, oh my heavens, that's just terrible. Why don't we just have it learn all these and tie it to our bodies? Beat of a 16th of a note beat to a 60 beats per minute. And then there's no problem. They get it immediately. And also when they make a mistake in the pitches, if you just go back to the rhythmic pattern, because what the rhythmic pattern does is it gives you, this beat business gives you a measure, a way of fitting the notes in the first place. And it makes, when you have 16ths, you'll see the whole group of 16ths. And when we get to the pitches then, you're the melody, you'll see all four notes of the melody in one beat. And so your reading is incredibly more fluid. Desirable. Fluid. Yeah, because you can see, and eventually you'll see whole measures. The other thing about rhythm is that you're recognizing this, and you don't have to count it out because you're feeling it in your body. So that's my big thing.
Now you've been teaching music for more than 7 decades.
Yeah.
In Colorado, Missouri, Jordan, Brazil.
Yeah.
And now you're teaching at the Joy of Music.
Yeah.
Which, if you're not familiar with it, it's a nonprofit that gives.
Well, it's for students who we call them disadvantaged students financially. And the parents have to sign contracts saying that they will get them there, because we don't have the facility to go get them like they do in Nashville. They have this kind of a thing, is where the benefactor of this school found this, and then he came to me and he said, I wanted some piano lessons. And I said, great, what do you want to learn? And he said, I want to learn to play hymns. So did you do the hymn book?
Uh-uh.
Okay, well, it was so funny because I have four versions of the hymns, and first ones you have to read the soprano and the bass.
Right.
And then the second one, you read the downbeat. You play just the downbeat. You have to count this. So this is good for count. Hymns are pretty straightforward. And so then, let's see. The second one, what did I say?
Well, I don't mean to sidetrack you, but... Yeah. What I want to ask is, how is teaching the students at Joy of Music different for you, you know, compared to the other teaching situations?
Well, as I say, the parents have to sign the contract. Then the student has to write a letter saying why they want to learn this instrument. They teach all the instruments there. And so you have the commitment of the student as well as the parents.
Do you see a lot of progress with these students?
Yes, because they're really dedicated. So we're putting them in Federation music clubs that they have every year, and the MTNA, Tennessee Music Teachers Association. So they're all excited about it.
Yeah. Well, we're excited that you came down to talk to us today.
Oh, well, it's really wonderful.
Patricia Carter, thanks for being our guest on Changing Course.
Okay. Great, I got to talk about my thing.
Well, and we got to hear about it.